take the sword of the Spirit. In this passage in Ephesians chapter 6, when God gets to the sword of the Spirit, he has gotten to our offensive weapons, which is the Word of God, of course. It is extremely powerful at driving away the enemy and effective at tearing down his work. A word of warning here, though. It would be a terrible mistake to try to take the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and use it in an aggressive, offensive way against Satan without having the defensive weapons in place. There's a reason why God gives the defensive weapons first. If we lightly skip over the defensive weapons, we are forgetting or allowing ourselves to neglect the fact that our enemy has offensive weapons of his own and will be an easy target. He'll bring us down. It's foolish to go out to battle without all the weapons that God's provided for us to overcome the enemy. So don't start at the wrong place. Start by putting on the full armor. On the other hand, it can be tempting for some Christians to hope that the enemy will just leave us alone if we keep our defensive weapons in place and we won't have to use the sword. Now, it may be true that those defensive weapons will prevent Satan from getting to us, but if we neglect to use the sword, he's just going to kind of hang around watching for his opportunity. And then one day he'll see us let one of our defensive weapons slip a little bit, and he will make his move. So yes, we need to have those defensive weapons in place, but we need to follow that with the effective use of the sword that God's given us to not just keep Satan at bay, but actually drive him off and tear down his works. There are scriptures here that I'm going to share with you that you can use to aggressively drive off the enemy. Some of these verses can be used as direct commands. For example, Satan, let your lying lips be dumb, which speak arrogantly against the righteous with pride and contempt. Other verses can be used to remind the enemy of things that he doesn't want to be reminded of. For example, Satan, I just want to remind you that you're going to be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone and will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, I realize that there are some Christians who are very reluctant to speak directly to Satan or his demons, but God has told us very clearly that they are our enemy, and he's given us a powerful weapon to use against them, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And to attack our spiritual enemies with the Word means that we just speak God's Word against them. Jesus, of course, set us the perfect example, as always. And when Jesus was attacked by Satan, he spoke directly to him. He said, "Begone, Satan, for it is written," and then he quoted Scripture. So he gave us a model. God has given us Scripture to drive Satan off. Of course, Satan would like for us to feel so foolish about doing that we would try some other strategy. We don't need to try another strategy because there is no other strategy. We need to tell Satan what God has told us to tell him. So, what you might want to do is ask God to bring to mind areas where you think the enemy might be at work in your life or in your family's life. And you might want to pray that God would just enable you to do effective spiritual warfare, aggressive offensive warfare against the enemy. You know, you might want to say something like this: "You evil spirits who've been assigned to cause communication problems in my family, I'm coming against you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm reminding you that the weapons of my warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty through God to the pulling down of your strongholds. And I remind you that for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy all of your works. So I command you in his name to get out of this relationship and go wherever the Lord Jesus Christ sends you. And I'm saying that by his authority and in his name." Now, there are a lot of verses you can use like that. Now, I know some Christians might say, "Well, what if there are no spiritual enemies listening? What if I'm just speaking into the air?" Well, for one thing, the chances are very strong that God will see to it that those spiritual enemies hear what you have to say. He did not tell us to do spiritual warfare for nothing. He knows that there are enemies out there, and He's given us weapons to use against them. But if you think about it, even if there weren't any spiritual enemies, even if there were no Satan and were no demons out there listening to what you're saying, just spending time with the Lord in these verses will certainly help build us up spiritually. So we'll grow stronger in the Lord, even if there's no demon there to be driven off. One other thing you might want to consider as you read the scripture in this area, there are many, many Bible verses, especially in Psalms, where we read about our enemies. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to think of these as only human enemies. But our real enemies are not human. Remember, God says that our battle is not against flesh and blood. So when you read the word enemies, don't think flesh and blood. Think of Satan and his demons. So I'm going to share a few of these verses with you that you might be able to use. There are many others in the scripture. I'm confident that Satan and his demons hate words like this that are from God and are written in his scripture. Isaiah 49, verses 24 and 25. Can the prey be taken from the mighty man, or the captives of a tyrant be rescued? Surely, thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty man will be taken away, and the prey of the tyrant will be rescued. For I will contend with the one who contends with you, and I will save your sons. Psalm 124, verse 7. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Psalm 56, 9. Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. Psalm 91, 3. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. Psalm 91, 13. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Psalm 18, 37 through 40. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and I did not turn back until they were consumed. I shattered them so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. For you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You've also made my enemies turn their backs to me, and I destroyed those who hated me. Psalm 35, 4 through 6. Let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. Let those be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them on. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Psalm 11, 6 and 7. Upon the wicked he will rain snares. Fire and brimstone and burning wind will be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold His face. Psalm 129, verse 4. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in two the cords of the wicked. Psalm 6, verses 8 through 10. Depart from me, all you who do iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly dismayed. They shall turn back. They shall suddenly be ashamed. Psalm 140, 9 and 10. As for the head of those who surround me, may the mischief of their lips cover them. May burning coals fall upon them. May they be cast into the fire, into deep pits from which they cannot rise. Psalm 58, 6 and 7. O God, shatter their teeth in their mouth. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away like water that runs off. When He aims His arrows, let them be as headless shafts. Psalm 118, 7. The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall look with satisfaction on those who hate me. Psalm 118, verse 12. They surrounded me like bees. They were extinguished as a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. Psalm 31, 17 and 18. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I call upon you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them be silent in Sheol. Let the lying lips be dumb, which speak arrogantly against the righteous with pride and contempt. Psalm 92, 9 through 11. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold your enemies will perish. All who do iniquity will be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil, and my eye has looked exultantly upon my foes. Matthew 4:10. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and serve him only. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Luke 11, verse 21 and 22 says, When a strong man fully armed guards his own homestead, and the strong man is a type of Satan. When Satan fully armed guards his own homestead, his possessions are undisturbed. But when someone stronger than he, the Lord Jesus Christ, through us, But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. John 12:31. Now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world shall be cast out. John 16:11. The ruler of this world has been judged. Romans 16:20. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the pulling down of strongholds. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Colossians 2:15. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Hebrews 2:14-15. Since then the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might deliver those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. James 4:7. Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 1 John 3:8. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 4:4. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even to death. Revelation 20:10. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. These are just a few of the many verses in Scripture that God has given to us so that we can use His Word as a sword, as an offensive weapon to drive off the enemy. In closing, I just want to encourage you, don't allow yourself to be intimidated by the enemy in such a way that you feel fearful or hesitant to use God's weapons. Use the sword. Use it as God intended. Memorize some of these scriptures. Obey the Lord. Put on the full armor of God and fight the good fight against our spiritual enemies. And by all means, having the full armor in place, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.